This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We're joined by Don Dubuque, host of Bayou Wild TV and the Outdoors with Don Dubuque. He gets to do all of the fun things. And yes, Don, I am jealous. So we'll start there.
Well, I heard that song. I thought, oh, wait, is it Saturday morning at 5 o'clock already? Hey, listen, thanks for inviting me over to your studio. You got a really great place here.
Yeah, well, thank you. Appreciate it.
You know, you got all these broadcast journalism awards on the wall, and then that 10-pound speckled trout you caught mounted, and this 10-point ball. This is really nice.
Yeah. You must be in either a nightmare or a dream right now. So tell us about this is what, the second season, right, of Tigers in the Wild. Yeah.
Tigers in the Wild, working on our second season. We're in our 13th season, believe it or not, of Bayou Wild TV, and we've incorporated this Tigers in the Wild episodes where we showcase LSU athletes from all the different sports as they experience fishing and hunting and the cooking culture of Louisiana, as well as documenting and showcasing their athletic and academic achievements. And we have had an awful lot of fun doing it. With the advent of the NIL, the name, image, likeness, it kind of made a dream we had come true. We actually were working on this about 5 years ago and couldn't put it together, but the NIL seemed to be the thing that made it happen. And we've had a lot of cooperation from LSU. They're very happy because, of course, if you keep the players happy with NIL and they get to go fishing and hunting at the same time, a happy player is a good player and a good student, yeah, as far as they're concerned. And we've had a lot of fun with them. I got to tell you, Noel, anybody that you hear a lot of talk about, this current generation is referred to as Gen Z. I kind of lose track of the alphabets, but a lot of people are critical of these newer current college students and say that, you know, they're not motivated and they've got bad attitudes and they're lazy. Well, if you ever get feeling like that, just watch one of our shows where we have some of these fine students come with us. I have been awestruck by how professional, respectful, they're goal-oriented. They have an outstanding work ethic, and even some of them have even created little businesses. They've got little LLCs, they hire agents, and all of them share one thing. They've got an adventurous spirit, and I just really love working with them, and it kind of restores your faith if you think that our younger generations are not up to snuff.
Yeah, you know, Don, it was very interesting. We broadcast live from the Smoothie King Center the other day for the media day of the Pelicans. And we had the opportunity to sit down with some very young players at a new entrance into the NBA, those that have been there about 5 years, and C.J. McCollum, who's obviously the most experienced player on the team at 11 years. And it was really interesting because they all recognized the mistakes that they made as young adults entering into this world that you or I mean, none of us could imagine what it's like, right? And I have a whole different perspective of them now, and it really mimics what you just said. You come in with this preconceived notion a little bit about what you hear, because you hear on the news about all the anomalies, right? You don't hear about just the mainstream, regular Joe, regular lady, regular guy, putting the work in, making a difference every day.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just fascinating to watch some of them, because as I go out there and they're having fun and we're fishing and hunting with them, and I look at them and I think, this guy doesn't realize he's a future millionaire. He really is. He's got that potential. Yeah. And it's just fascinating and so refreshing to be with him. We've had a lot of fun. We have Alex Milazzo. We took him, and he's a catcher for LSU. And his battery mate, Cade Woods, kind of a local guy. We did a cast and blast with them. Defensive tackle, Preston Hickey, and his dad, Tim. We had a quail hunt in Tangipahoa Parish. Defensive tackle, Jacobian Guillory, unfortunately, he's been lost for the season. He took his big hands out there. He tried it bow fishing, and we had a lot of fun with him. Jay Demps, the volleyball star, we went crawfishing and crawfish cooking with her. And the LSU linebacker brothers, West and Whit Weeks, took them on a wild boar hunt from airboats, and that was a very exciting trip. And we've got a few that are in the can. We've shot for the second season, and we're still working down the road for some new ones. We had the roommate, Stephen Milam, that second baseman, and the big first baseman, Jared Bear Jones. Last week, we took them down to Burris, and each one of them got a 10-foot alligator. And
oh, really?
I got to tell you, Newell, I was real nervous because both of them wanted a picture. You know how you put the alligator over your shoulders?
Yeah.
Well, these gators are in the neighborhood of 500 pounds, and I'm thinking, oh, my God. Here's going to be the news flash. Second baseman out for the season. His shoulder was hurt picking up a
herniated disc.
But they got through it. This week, if you tune in or you can watch it on YouTube, we've got two national gymnastic team members, Sierra Ballard, who's kind of a neighbor here in Mandeville, and Ashley Cowan from North Carolina. Out in the Gulf of Mexico for their first ever offshore fishing trip for Red Snapper, and I had a great time with them. We also shot a feature in Lake Pontchartrain with Mason Taylor, the destined for the NFL tight end that just caught his 100th career catch, out there catching garfish and sharks in Lake Pontchartrain. We had a couple other features that we're working on that haven't happened yet, but we're going to try to do another quail hunt, some bird hunts. We've got LSU students that when they get back to university and they showcase and the people see them, their two fellow students see them on TV and follow them on their social media, they start contacting us. I want to go. We want to go. And we've got some nighttime flounder trips, maybe some cooking features with our Bayou Wild TV chef, John Foltz. We've got beach volleyball team members want to go, even dance team members. So it's really been a success, and it's been a lot of fun, and we look forward to doing some more shows with these kids.
I can hear it in your voice, Don, that you really enjoy those that are having this experience that have never had that experience before, right? And they may not have ever seen it from afar in many cases, right? And then they go out there.
I'm sure you've experienced that, too. You know, you take the rookies out. They've never done it. And it's so much fun. In fact, I get into it now where, you know, I'll take somebody out, like my nephew, and I'll go turkey hunting, and I'll call the turkey in for him. And it's more important to me to watch them become successful and experience what I've experienced all these years than it is for me to do it sometimes. In fact, most
times. Yeah, I mean, it's the same here. If I'm deer hunting and on a piece of property and – you know, I'll pass on a really nice buck. And they said, why'd you pass on that buck? I said, I've shot so many of them. I'll just shoot the cull buck. Save those for the kids. You know, that buck's coming back. I mean, it's going to be in this area for a while. And it's likely that someone else will see it that has never shot a buck like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're looking forward to our next season. And, you know, we've also, in addition to taking the Tigers and the Wild kids out, we also specialize in hunt and fishing trips of a lifetime. We got hooked up with an organization, that's their name, Hunt of a Lifetime, and they take terminally ill kids and grant them their wish, a hunt of a lifetime. And we've had several of them. I got to tell you, Newell, somebody up above, when we go, you know, hunting and fishing is never a sure thing. And every time we've done one of these features, it's come through. And just a few weeks ago, we had a young man named Justin Logar. He and his dad came down from New Jersey. He's a Hodgkin's lymphoma relapse patient. And his trip of a lifetime was to catch a tarpon. So we went out with Jeremy McHugh, Stillwater Charters, and it took us 2 days. But finally, he hooked up and caught the fish of a lifetime. It was one of those huge tarpon, brought it in, and we haven't aired that yet, but that was one of them. In fact, we had another tarpon, a youth that caught. He not only caught one, he caught three tarpon.
Oh.
It's very unusual. Most times you go out tarpon fishing, and you know if you catch one on the whole boat, it's very fortunate. But to catch three, somebody up there helps us with those particular trips. Those are a lot of fun.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've also got an interesting feature coming up. We're documenting the first ever redfish restocking program in Louisiana. You know, we've been stocking bass and freshwater fish for a long time. Neighboring states have stocked some saltwater fish. We went down for the Ride the Bull, which is the kayak bull red tournament down in Grand Isle, and we documented catching some bull redfish, putting them in the boat in the live well. They were taken to the lab in Mississippi where they will be spawned, and then the fingerlings will be brought back to Louisiana and restocked. And we're really looking forward to the success of that program.
Has it proven successful, Don?
In other states, they have done it, yes.
Yes.
And I'm sure it'll work here in Louisiana. It's just a matter of doing it. You know, it's unfortunate that we don't have a saltwater fish hatchery. Texas has one. They have one over there in Mississippi and in Ocean Springs, and that's where our redfish are over there now. And we documented the first part, and when they go back to do the release, probably next fall or winter, we'll do that.
So tell us when a lot of this airs, the typical times.
Well, there's no typical time. The only typical time is if you watch it on YouTube. You pick the place, you pick the time, whenever you want to see it. Just go to BayouWildTV.com/YouTube or go to our webpage, and all of our shows are archived there. And we also have listings where the stations are across the state and where you can watch those. Here in the Metro New Orleans area, we air on WWL-TV's sister station, WUPL, Channel 54. It comes on just before my radio shows on Saturday mornings. It's at 4 a.m. If you know how to DVR, if you're not getting up that early, you can DVR. We're on WAFB in Baton Rouge. We're on KADN in Lafayette. We're on in Lake Charles on Fox 29 over there. If you go to our website, you can find a local broadcast or a satellite or a cable station. But you can always fall back on the Bayou Wild TV. We also have a Facebook page, Instagram. Now we're on TikTok, which I don't usually go on, but we have the show there for the youngsters, and you can see video clips, blogs of the show, short versions of it, and whenever you like.
Well, please know that I'm now more jealous than before this interview started.
Well, you know, you just got to take your time and get out there and do it.
Very excited for the success of all of this that you're doing. Great shows and a lot of information as well. And we really appreciate all that you do. And I don't get the opportunity a lot of times to thank you, but you sit in for me when I take my vacation days, and I appreciate that as well.
And
thank you so much.
And you go hunting and fishing while I'm on the microphone. Yeah. No, I feel very blessed. Newell, I've been doing this now almost 40 years, and still happy to do it and enthusiastic with it. And thanks for letting me come in here to your studio. And by the way, I'm going to go ahead and on the way out, I'm admire some more of these mounts that you got over here on the wall.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much, Don Dubuque, host of Bayou Wild TV and the Outdoor Show with Don Dubuque. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This season of the WNBA has gone to new heights.
And that means the playoffs are going to be hotter than ever.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
And all WNBA season long, we've brought you analysis and interviews with some of your favorite court queens.
So for the finals, you know we're bringing takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to and follow Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.